So I'd just like to start off with, you know, saying Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there this morning. Thank you. So yes, I'm sporting the Father's Day shirt. So this morning, being Father's Day, I was thinking about what I was going to preach about, and I was like, you know, preach about fathers on Father's Day, everybody does that. But as I prayed, God really revealed to me, that is something that we need to continually, come to the Lord about is as fathers and stuff. So this morning, we're going to be looking at Colossians 3:18 through 21. Lord, just go before us now. Just guide the reading of your word, Lord Father God. Open our hearts to hear your truth, Lord. Lord, reveal things to us that we need to have revealed to us, Lord Father God. Just go before us now. Amen. So as I was, looking for, going through scripture and looking at what I was going to talk about, I had found a book in Tom's office. I was like, picked it up and started reading. It's about, men and how we're called to be leaders in our households. So I started reading, and I came across Colossians 3:18 through 21. And it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." And, as you sit there and if you're like, oh, I'm not a father, I'm not married, this doesn't really pertain to me, but it does, because, in Titus 2:6-8, it says, for the younger men, be a model of good works in his teachings to show integrity, dignity, and sound speech. So, as a family, in the body of Christ, we're called to, come alongside each other and help raise up the next generation. So, and I was praying about it, and I came across this article that I found really interesting, and it was talking about how the father role has been changed in media over the years. Because you remember when you had the old TV shows with like Andy Griffith and Little House on the Prairie and all those family value shows that you would watch, and you'd be like, oh, those are values that I want to see in my house. And this article was talking about how over the years in the 80s and the 90s that things started changing in those TV shows, and you saw more of a submissive father to, the wife, and the father that was the aloof, to me, looked like an idiot. In the article, it said, in the 80s and the 90s, features the rise of the idiot dad, Martin says, in the attempt to contradict and ridicule authority and patriarchy. TV moms became overly strong, and your family, TV dads turned into buffoons. The Simpsons started the wave. You remember that show where the dad was always sitting around doing nothing. And so I was reading this article, and I was like, that's really true how you can see it. And it's interesting that this writer in the article, not being a secular, could see that change. And in Hollywood, they like to take what the culture is in that moment, And so as the culture changed, they changed the TV shows. And I was thinking, how much has our family values been skewed that they make shows that portray the family in this way. That is totally contradictory to what Scripture says the family should be. And so as this is not God's design for fathers to be our family, for that matter. As Christian fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters, We all have God-given roles to fulfill within the family. Wives are to submit to husbands, and children are called to obey their parents, and men are to lead their households in a godly manner. And as we look at that, in Colossians, we see that he sets that model of how our family should be. And he sets up in the first verse, the woman's role to submit and to follow the husbands, and not to put them down and discourage them. Because when men get put down, that's when they kind of shrink back, and wives are called to encourage them, be the supporter. And it says in Colossians 3:18, wives, submit to your husbands as fitting in the Lord. You know, wives, you're not called to, go against biblical scripture in your household, but you are called to be submissive to your husband and follow his leading. And in that, you will honor him. And in our culture, submission is a really hard thing because we live in a culture that says that we have to be independent and non-submissive, and that goes totally against that culture that we see all around us. But if you look at Psalms 31 and how it describes the woman that is submissive to her husband, it says, Psalms 31, 11 through 12, the heart of her husband trusts her, and he will have no lack or gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. So as women in the family, as you walk in submission to your husband, God is going to honor that. And God will not only bless you, but your husband and your children, because they will see that love that the wife has for her husband, and that will affect how the children grow up and are raised. And so if you look, and then if you go down a couple of verses, it sets up the roles for the children. And it says that they're to honor and respect their parents as you grow. In Colossians 3:20, it says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. And when children come and obey their parents and follow their leading, that only not affects them, but it affects those who see that and the friends that they hang out with and others around them. And if you look at Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. And it's interesting in that second version in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, I read a commentary where they pointed out that in the first part of that verse, it talks about children obeying your parents. And it said, and the commentary said that the writer notes that when a child becomes an adult, he or she is no longer has to obey parents, but should continue to honor them. Paul quoted the fifth commandment to stress the importance of children obeying their parents. He resisted the command as part of the law of Christ. Honoring is a larger concept than obeying. It involves proper attitude as well as appropriate behavior. And if you look at that, what it's talking about in honoring, you can obey your parents without honoring them. You can do it with the wrong heart. But it's when we submit to God's authority and his plan for the family is when we honor our parents by obeying them. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, and being Father's Day, I kind of wanted to really focus, you know, back on the father's role of this, because, you know, as the father, you are the head of the house. And I heard an analogy that was really good. It's like a pyramid. You know, you have your base on the pyramid, and that should be founded in Christ. And then you have the father role alongside the wife, and then the children on top. And if that father role is miscued, that pyramid won't be able to stand, because that pyramid doesn't have a strong foundation. The verses in Colossians not only call us to love our wives and not to be harsh with them, but to also not provoke our children so that they do not become discouraged. As fathers and husbands, I noticed, and it was interesting, that the other verses, it talked, you know, one verse talked about the wife's role, and one verse talked about the children's role, but there was two places where it talked about the husband and the father. As a husband, we have, and fathers, we have great responsibility that we are called to. We are called to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And if you look at Ephesians 5:25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." And when we do that, we are not only setting a good example for our wife, but our children see how we treat our wives. And you don't think that the kids are watching, but they see how, you know, parents act towards each other. And it's amazing what kids pick up. And so if we're not loving our wives as Christ loved the church, what kind of influence are we leaving for our kids as they get older? You know, are they seeing the love of Christ through us as we interact with our wives? Or are they seeing something else? Are they seeing the same view that, you know, all these people watching these shows that demoralize fathers and miscue the family? Are they seeing that? And not only are we called to be, you know, love our wife, but we're also charged with instructing the children in the way they should go, as well as disciplining. And if you look at Ephesians 6:4, it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." And I was reading that, and I was, you know, it kind of made me step back and look at how, as a father, I'm instructing my children, and in, especially in the area of disobedience. You know, we tend to, as guys, have a short temper, and when we you know, see something our kids are doing, and we're like, hey, you know, and we tend to act in the moment, and what is that provokes our children to anger when they see us acting in that manner? That's not going to turn them to Christ. That's not going to turn them to want to follow that. And so as fathers, we need to be training up our kids in a way that is going to show them loving compassion. And discipline, even though it might be hard, is necessary for training up your children. If you look at Proverbs 13:24, it says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but the one who loves him is diligent to discipline." And that's so important, because so many times in our society, it's let the kids do whatever they want, you know, but we are called to to lead them in the right way. And it is the most times that we have to discipline our children that God gives us the opportunity to instruct the children in what is right. And I am, I tell you what, when it comes to, you know, being the fatherly role and disciplining, I have a hard time. It's so easy to you know, tell Amber, oh, deal with it. And especially when you're at work, you can, you know, and the kids are doing something and you're talking on the phone and you're like, oh, well, just tell them daddy said that they're in trouble and you know, do, you know, and punish them. But that is not what God's called us to do as fathers. And it's interesting because I was praying about it, and that was one of the things is really leading my kids in a way that is going to spur them on to righteousness and not let them get away with things and be there. And one day, one of the kids had said something that was wrong. You know, said something that was bad. And so I was just going to go throw something in his mouth, you know, her mouth maybe. not saying who was it, but, you know, and say, you know, that's not right, and that'd be the it. But I was really convicted in the area of discipline that God was showing me that in these moments, that's when we are to go to Scripture and point them to Scripture and say, this is why we, you know, you don't do that, or you follow Christ in this way. And it was interesting because I was praying about it. I'm like, okay, how do I handle this? And so, because growing up, I would always get the hot sauce in the mouth or whatever. And yes, that's why I like it so much now. But, yeah. Yeah. But I was really praying about it. And instead of just flying off the handle and doing that, God really laid it on my heart to read a scripture, that the verse that says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And it was interesting. What I did was I took brown sugar and I placed it on his tongue. I said, how does that feel? And he loved it, of course, because what kid does not love sugar? And then I took the hot stuff, which he's not a hot sauce person. And I said, how does that feel? And he said, it burns. I said, you know, when we do things, how does our actions affect other people? How do we, you know, is that sugar what we should be talking to people with, that sweet Christ love? Or are we supposed to be talking harsh, you know, that the words that stir up anger? And after doing that, I really thought that one thing to remember is that everything we do as fathers, we must do it in love. When we live out the example of godly fathers, we start to see the change in a family, in a faithful man. And when I was preparing, I happened to find a book on, even before I knew what I was going to preach about, there was a book in the office, and it was called In a Faithful Man by J. Marx Fox. And he says that, I believe understanding our role as leaders in our homes is key to not only to revival in our homes, but to revival in our churches, and even to revival in our nation. Richard Baxter, the great Puritan pastor and writer, said, you are not likely to see any general information until, or general reformation until you see family reformation. And that really struck me, that, you know, we want to see revival take place. We want to see, you know, the churches change and seek after God. But until we seek after him in changing our family and following the example that that Christ has set up in his word. Once we do that, that's when we'll see change. That's when we'll see wives truly submitting to husbands and husbands loving wives to honor and uplift them. And we'll see children turn towards Christ. And, you know, we watched the Secret Church a couple months back, and he was talking about how in America, or in Christianity, that we are in the future, if it continues to progress, that Christianity is going to lose the most followers than any other religion. And why is this? I was thinking, well, why is this? And it really was put on my heart that we need to really focus on our families and being that Christ-centered family that is, you know, shown to us in Scripture. So as we celebrate Father's Day, you know, I just encourage every father, and, you know, and I talk to fathers, but in reality, I mean, we all have fathers, you know, we all have fathers, but to really seek out living out our responsibility, seeking after Christ in everything we do in our family. So, and one of the focuses that we really need to have is as we celebrate Father's Day and go about, is God our Father and his example to us. Because what better place than God, our Father, to see that, you know, to get that example and to follow him first so that we can lead. And if you look at Psalms 91, 1 through 6, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadows of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. And so as we look, he is our protector. He is our fortress. And, you know, some people might not have, you know, an earthly father that was around or and was there like they should be. And in the book by Fox, he talks about the different, you know, fathers that have been either gone or just not there for their children. And in everything we do, we need to go to our Lord Father to be that protector and our provider. And if you look at Matthew 6:25-26, it says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? And that just goes to show us how much God loves us, that he will provide for our every need. And if you go on, if you look at it, that God provided the ultimate gift for us, and that he sent his Son so that we could have that relationship, that we could be brought into the Father's house through his Son. And as we press into where God has put us in that family role, whether it's, you know, sons and daughters, or fathers or mothers, or husbands and wives, that we turn to God to be that example, to give us that strength and what we need to be able to be that godly family that we need to be displaying to everybody. And as we do that, we will see change, and we'll see shows changing from what they have now to, you know, what the family is truly supposed to be. And it's interesting, I was walking, again, another interesting, but yesterday I was studying and I decided to walk out down the street, and it's amazing how God loves us so much that he just gives us little things here and there. And there was a dad and a little girl at the park, and I kind of started walking by, and he was running around playing with his daughter, and his daughter ran over to the water fountain and was, you know, just short enough that she couldn't get to it. And he ran over, scooped her up, and started giving her that water. And I was like, I just got this picture of, you know, God, you know, scooping us up in his arms and loving us as his children, just as that father loved his daughter. And so as we celebrate Father's Day, don't forget that we need to give thanks to our Heavenly Father first and foremost, and seek God's wisdom in how we can show our earthly fathers honor in a way that will start to change the negative perception of fathers, one that displays God's design for families. So, it's just, you know, as we go through, don't, you know, look at Colossians 3:18 and see that example of the family, and don't look at it as things we have to do, but look at it as opportunities to honor God in displaying his design for the family. Let's just pray and come together and just pray for the families and the fathers as they lead their families. Lord, Father God, we just thank you for giving us that example of true relationship in a family, Lord. And that we can turn to your word and see your perfect design. Lord, and as we celebrate Father's Day today, help us, for those that are fathers, help us to lead honorably, seeking after you, that our family would follow. Lord, those that are going to be seeing their fathers or whatever, Lord, just give them opportunity to show them your loving mercy and your grace, Lord, Father God, and their love for them. Lord, help us be the examples to the world that's lost and dying, that they would see us as a family and desire that relationship with you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for for all your provisions you have given us as our Heavenly Father. And we just thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.